So just to share with you a short idea from the parasha, I'll share with you a really beautiful, magnificent idea by Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So the pasuk says v'yikchu li truma. The pasuk begins at the parasha begins at the collection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, namely v'yikchu li truma me'is kol isha she'idvenu libo tichu es trumasi. Go out and take from me truma from every person whose heart impels him to give generously. From him you will take my truma. So Rav Moshe asks a very interesting question. Rav Moshe says, the pasuk says v'yikchu li truma. You will take from me a truma. So asks Rav Moshe the chora, tamu alashon v'yikchu. Halachu b'ratzon amatov shlok b'kfia. So Rav Moshe says, why doesn't it say v'yitnu li truma? I mean, it shouldn't say, you shall take from me your truma. What should it be? Moshe command the people, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yitnu li truma. Tell them to give me. Because we'll say, what does v'yikhuli sound like? So v'yikhuli sounds like you're taking it even by what? Even by force. But that can't be true. Why? Because the end of the pasuk says, me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libo. Torah makes it explicitly clear that the Ribon Shalom is saying is, I want you to give from your own generosity. So if you gain from your own generosity, it should say, v'yitnu li truma, they will give me a truma. Why does it say, v'yikhu, you'll take? And here Rav Moshe says something absolutely amazing. Rav Moshe says, I'm just going to quote to you. He says, you know, when it comes to other mitzvos, the halach rabbi say is, that, you know, Rashi HaKadosh quotes this idea. Rashi says, when it comes to mitzvos, that a person is permitted, and sometimes it sounds strange, even encouraged to say, you know, I'd love to eat tarfus. I'd love to eat treif. Right? I'd love to be able to get the lunch combo for $2.99. Right? It sounds incredible, looks so delicious. I'd love to be able to wear shatnez. Right? I've always had a desire for shatnez. I'd love to, and I'd love to be able to do a whole variety of things. Aval ma'aseh, Kach gozrani alaya Torah. What could I do? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. So there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, again, by many mitzvos, sometimes that's even the highest level. To say, I really want to do this. If left to my own volition, I absolutely would do this. But, I bend my knee before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that I'm not allowed to do these things. Okay. Says Rav Moshe is an exception to this rule. Exception to this rule, which is what? When it comes to tzedakah and gemilas chasadim. Rav Moshe says, when it comes to charity and acts of kindness, he says, "Lo sagi bazeh sheyekayim mitzad hahechrich." It can't be when you give tzedakah, Rav Moshe, or when I do chesed, it can't be that I do these things because I have to. Lomar she'in ritzoni, I would love not to give away my money. I'd love to keep all my money myself. I'd love not to do bigger holim. I'd love not to have to help people. I would love not to have to put myself out for others. If I'm but what could I do, right? I'd love to keep my money, but what could I do? God told me I have to give it away. Or I'd love to not have to do things for other people. What could I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I have to. Ela tzorich sheyirtze mamish, litin gam mitzad tiv'o. Rav Moshe said chesed is different than every other mitzvah. When it comes to every other mitzvah, I could say, you know what? I'd love not to have to keep Shabbos. I would love to. I'd love to be able to have an extra day to be able to engage recreational activity, do whatever I want. But the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Shabbos, so I keep Shabbos. You could say by every other mitzvah. But by chesed, Rav Moshe, it's not enough to say that I do it because God commanded me to do it. By chesed, by tzedakah, I have to do it. Why? Because of my teva. I have to condition and make myself into the kind of person that I am a natural giver. That I am by nature someone who gives of myself and gives my resources to others. I have to work on myself as an individual to become a selfless person who by nature wants to give. Listen to this. V'yichu. This says Rav Moshe is the meaning of the pasuk of v'yichu. What does it mean v'yichu? Shebiyitzra hatov v'limu toros u'masav yifo shetivu yetov milus. Just say this outside because of time. Rav Moshe says something amazing. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Moshe, here's the deal. V'edabro b'nei Yisrael, v'yichu l'tshuma. Moshe, I want you to go over to their house. And I want it to be kiviyachol, that if you were to take the item from their house, they would let you take it what? B'simcha. Why would they let you take it besimcha? Because they are conditioned givers. Now Moshe obviously is not literally going house to house and actually taking the stuff. But Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want them to give in such a way, v'yikhu l'tshuma, that even if you were to take it from them, they would yield it to you gladly. Now what does that mean? That if you were to take it from them, they would give it to you gladly? that shows that they are a conditioned giver. That shows ultimately, again, that at the end of the day, that giving, that selflessness is not something they do because they have to, because if they did it because they have to, and you showed up at their house and you said, give me, what would their reaction be? What would their reaction be? Ridiculous. A chutzpah. But if they become conditioned givers, givers from their yetzer, givers from their teva, then even when you come and you say, v'yikru, I have to take from you, they're going to say, what? Of course, willingly. And that's what, Bosa, that's what Moshe says. That's the meaning of, me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libo. Bosa, me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libo doesn't mean generosity. What does it mean? It means that I am a condition, I am a giver by nature. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, it's amazing. For the 612 mitzvot in the Torah, you don't have to do it by nature. In other words, you can absolutely say, I wouldn't do it if I had my own druthers, I wouldn't do it if I didn't have to. God told me to do it, that's why I do it. When it comes to both of the generosity, when it comes to chesed, when it comes to kindness, I have to work on myself to do that. Else my nature, as my nature is becoming a giver. That's the pshat of the Yichur. I just tell you just very quickly, you know, Rav Moshe had an interesting shayla, where Rav Moshe, somebody asked Rav Moshe, I get a lot of solicitations in the mail, a lot of tzedakah solicitations. Is it better, so I have a choice, I have, this is the pot, I have $1,000. Should I give a lot of money to a few select organizations, or should I give a little bit of money to a lot of organizations? And Rav Moshe Paskin liked the latter. It is better to give a little bit of money to a lot of organizations. But my donation is not making an impact. Rav Moshe says, give a little to a lot because it conditions you to become a giver. The Yichuli Truma, says Rav Moshe, teaches us that it's not just enough to give of ourselves and give of our resources because we have to. But rather, we have to work on ourselves to be the kind of people who are in the div lev, kind of people who not just give because we have to, we're commanded, but the kind of people who give of ourselves and give of our resources because we want to become the kind of people who, from our teva, from our nature, are giving individuals. All right, well said.